This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. July 17th, Sunday. A rap sounded on the door, and from the sharpness and the force, I guessed the visitor to be a man. Sure enough, heavy footsteps sounded. The guy was wearing boots in the dead of summer in Atlanta. Whoever he was alpha. The question is, which one of us turnips had he come to see? Hello, Marigold. It's Jack Terry from the Atlanta Police Department. I remember him. He's the one who pumped Sydney for details on the accident. If he'd come back hoping to run into her again, he would be disappointed. Sydney had breezed by earlier to retrieve the cards from the newly delivered batch of flowers. And although she said she was working on a school project that day, I'd smelled suntan lotion. Which is fine. Good, even. Sid deserves to enjoy a Sunday afternoon at the lake. She was spending lots of hours fielding questions about me and organizing our family message, as David Spooner called it. I received occasional eye-popping, if my eyes could pop, updates. My Coma Girl Facebook page had over 250,000 likes. And Coma Girl Pinterest boards were the quirky trend of the moment. Things you can do while bedridden. How to jazz up a hospital bed with throw pillows. And Coma Girl t-shirts were all the rage. Who knew comas were cool? So Sid deserves a day off from me and my trappings. All alone today? He asked. Ha! Just as I suspected. Me too, he said. I was told you hadn't woken up yet, but since I'm a detective and all, I thought I'd come and check for myself. I brought flowers. He brought flowers? But I see you have a few dozen bouquets already. And all nicer than mine, I might add. I only brought a handful of black-eyed Susans that were growing around the dock where I live. So the man who wore boots lived on a boat? Interesting. But if he had a boat, isn't the weekend the best time to be out on it? Someone told me you're an internet sensation. I'm not really into all that. I must be the only person alive who doesn't have a face print account. Lol, detective. I don't really like people that much in person. Can't imagine taking the time to like them online. Fair enough. I'm still investigating your case, by the way. The DA found some extra resources somewhere to get priority on the lab work, and they're going to recreate the accident, which isn't cheap. You, Coma Girl, are causing quite a ruckus. He seemed impressed. I see you got a TV. Nice. But what goober put on this awful music for you to listen to?
He must have found the remote control because the music went away mid-note, thank God. He channel-surfed for a while, then stopped.
Hey, the Braves are playing the Rockies. This could be a good game.
I heard a chair being dragged across the floor.
Mind if I hang out here for a while?
I didn't mind. The man had picked flowers for me after all, but I had to wonder. What was going on in Detective Jack Terry's life that he preferred to spend the afternoon with Coma Girl instead of going home?
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily Podcast. If you're enjoying this story, I would be so grateful if you take 2 minutes to leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. Good reviews feed the magic algorithms that decide what to show listeners who are searching for an entertaining podcast. In short, reviews help more people find Coma Girl. Thank you so much for your support.